Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, everyone in the family noticed something different about the house, but she was the only one who heard the voice.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. You know, we love to hear your real ghost stories. That's what makes the show work. So if you've got one, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Or just write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And wherever you are listening, you could just hit subscribe. Just do that right now. Just hit subscribe wherever you're listening. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is here today.
And I am back with another recommendation.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay. The Burrows on Netflix.
I haven't even heard of that one. What is it?
Okay. It's Stranger Things. Only instead of high school kids, it's retirement age people.
Oh.
And it is from the creators of Stranger Things people. And it has that. And so for us, I wouldn't say paranormal. It's more of that creature-based kind of thing.
And it's good.
You feel a little more alien or something. Oh, yeah. It's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You guys got to watch it. And let me know what you think.
Okay. Well, gosh, which one do I watch first? The Widow's Bay one that you recommended a couple episodes ago, or this one?
I'm telling you, whichever you feel like you want to do first, you want to do the... I'd go with Widow's Bay. I think it's super creepy, and our listeners are into super creepy. So I would go that direction. But then down the road, if you're looking for something else that's fun, I would do The Burrows.
Because, you know, I think the reason I didn't continue watching the Widow's Bay one was because it was not too long after my surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just too dark. I was like, mm-hmm. I can't.
It is dark, and you've got to be prepped for that.
Yeah. I was like, I need something lighthearted. I watch lots of Cubs games. Those got kind of dark, too.
Yeah, true.
There was a few of those I was a little concerned about.
Yeah, but I do like Widow's Bay because it does have a little bit of levity here and there. So it's not always, like, you know, it'll be something horrific will happen and then somebody will say something that makes you laugh.
Okay, I will try that.
You know, that kind of thing. So it does give, and quite honestly, you guys, I mean, I'm going to bed sleeping just fine. It's not like it's keeping me up at night, but... No, I give it, but the Burrows one, I said, go for that too.
Okay. I'm going to check them out.
Mm-hmm.
Now I just need more time to watch more TV.
There you go.
Well, let's go to our first story of the day. And this says, I love listening to the show. And whenever I hear people talking about hearing voices or someone calling their name, I always think back to something that happened when I was a teenager. My family moved around quite a bit when I was growing up. When I was about 13, we rented an older house in Western North Carolina. It was a nice place. Had a wooden swing hanging from one of the branches on a tree. My younger brother was around 7. We had a husky puppy that was constantly running around the house. We were all excited to have a house that was a little bigger. The only thing I remember feeling right away was that I did not like being upstairs by myself. My bedroom and my brother's room were both up there. And even during the day, it felt different than the rest of the house. I can't explain it any better than that. I wasn't scared to the point I wouldn't go upstairs, but if everyone else was downstairs, I would usually hurry back down once I had whatever I needed. After we'd been there for a while, little comments would come up every now and then that made me wonder if maybe it wasn't just me. My dad mentioned hearing footsteps upstairs one evening while we were all in the living room. My mom said she didn't really like being in the house alone because she always felt like someone was watching her. Even our husky had a habit of stopping what she was doing, staring toward the top of the stairs and barking for no reason. None of us ever sat around talking about ghosts. Those things would happen. Somebody would mention it. We would just keep on going. Then one night, something happened I'll never forget. It was a weekend. I'd fallen asleep with a TV on. Back then, I'd usually fall asleep watching reruns of The Golden Girls. And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know what time it was, but I woke up because I felt someone standing right next to my bed. Before I even opened my eyes, I felt warm breath against my ear. And then I heard someone say my name and then wake up. I honestly thought it was my little brother. I figured he had a bad dream, wanted me for some reason. I sat straight up. Nothing. My room was empty. I got out of bed immediately because I was so sure someone had just been standing there. I looked in my closet. I stepped into the hallway. I checked my brother's room. Even looked over the upstairs railing toward the first floor, and the whole house was quiet. I stood there for a minute just listening, expecting to hear somebody move, but nothing. Eventually, I went back to bed. I don't think I slept much after that. The next morning, I asked my brother if he'd come into my room during the night. He looked at me like I was crazy. My parents hadn't been upstairs either. I never brought it up again. We only lived in that house about another year before moving somewhere else. The move had nothing to do with the house. My parents found another place that made more sense for us at the time. I've lived different places since then. I've heard all the normal noises houses make in the middle of the night. But what I still think about is waking up to someone standing close enough I could feel their breath and then hearing my name in my ear. I never had that happen before. I have never had it happen since. In fact, I don't want it to ever happen again. Enjoy listening to the show. I'd love to hear your thoughts from Glenda. I don't know what that was. And it could be when that weird dream state that we talk about, where you wake up and you're kind of in between. And you can have an actual hallucination or an auditory hallucination. You could hear something. Maybe it was something like that, but it was so real that she got up and looked for whatever it was, which was quite brave, I might say.
And I felt like she didn't think it was the parents or the brother even before she looked to see if they were up and going. I think she felt like it was something else. And I have a feeling she didn't recognize the voice. I think she would have known her brother's voice or her mom's voice or her dad's voice. And this thing talked to her.
Well, and the other thing too is that if she wasn't living in a creepy ass house, I might be like, it was just a weird dream. She was living in a creepy ass house. You know, other people were having experiences. And the fact that that would happen one night and somebody would whisper, wake up, which I don't like that. And they got her awake.
Yeah. They got her attention for some reason. And the other thing is, I feel like parents don't just throw out things that scare kids. And by that, I mean like the mom saying somebody's watching her, or the dad said he heard footsteps. Those are the things that kind of frighten kids. And I don't think the parents do it without their... my point is, I think there were probably more things going on than just that, that the parents had, you know, experienced. And so by the time you get to a point where you said, I've heard footsteps, you are actually kind of opening up the dialogue to see if the kids have had anything.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah. And the parents aren't going to wake her up in the middle of the night, like, wake up and not be there. Like,
exactly.
This will be funny, Bob. I'm going to go wake Glenda up.
I just think she knew it wasn't anybody in the house. But, you know, your logic says, well, it had to have been this person or that. There's only these people in the house. I think it was something else. I think you're right. I think there were other things. I think maybe the other people in the house probably even had more things happening to them than what she said. They just, you know, I just felt like the parents threw that out, just kind of saying, anybody else having anything going on? Just opening up, letting you know that I'm not, no judgment here.
And mom's like, I am feeling people watching me.
Yeah, exactly. It just felt like, because you don't just say that to kids, because you're probably going to unnerve them or frighten them a little bit. I just felt like maybe the parents were kind of just wanting to see if the kids were okay.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, hon, I did hear someone walking around upstairs where the kids reside in the
where we have that wall of traps. You know.
If you've got any ideas about how to get rid of the trap souls, just run it by me and we can do it together as a family.
Yeah. I'm just like,
we're going to get the exorcist for the family kit.
I'm just trying to imagine how I would feel if my mom said, you know, well, if my mom said it, I would think, if my mom said somebody's watching me, I would think her that she needed to go back to the hospital.
Oh, mom.
Oh, dear.
So that's it. That's a good story. Let's go.
It was a good story.
Let's go to this caller.
My name is Kyle Thomas. I'm from Denver, Colorado, and I've always believed in the paranormal, had experiences my whole life, kind of mundane clairvoyance. Some of the most unimportant things I knew were going to happen have happened. Nothing ever vastly important that I've foreseen, but nonetheless, I've been, you know, empathic and pretty strongly intuitive my whole life. My mother passed away 2.5 years ago about now, and right when she died, we had a few things happen, like a dimmer switch went up right before our eyes at the dinner table, and a cabinet had opened once right after she died too, and I completely understood all this. A baby monitor, our son was a little less than 6 months old when she passed away, and the baby monitor would beep and click the whole night that she passed away. So, you know, those things were completely understandable again to me. I didn't need any explanation for it. I accepted it entirely. But I'm packing now to move my family into my father's house with him. He's 70 years old, and a couple of years of having an empty nest has kind of left him distraught and sad. He too has had many experiences. He's explained to me many times, and I've never thought of my father as a dishonest person. So I took them, you know, with a straight face, entirely believed him. But as I'm packing now, it's early in the morning. We've got this fresh blizzard here. It's kind of a beautiful day. My son is sitting on the couch with his mom, my wife, and they're, you know, he's on the tablet. She's speaking to her mother on the phone. She's always on the phone with her. Anyways. And I see, as I'm packing, my son, I think, walk into the apartment hallway towards his bedroom. And I just think to myself, you know, it's early. The shade is still drawn in his room. He likes to have the light on and the shades open. So I'm going to go in there and open the shades for him. I go in there and I turn on the light. And where are you, buddy? And he's not there. And I go to the bathroom, turn that on. And where are you, buddy? He's not there. And I'm like, yeah, of course, he's going to be sitting right there with my wife on the couch. So I go peek back into the living room, and of course, there he is. And I'm just like, no, of course, I see this, you know, and I've been wanting to see, like, you know, a pretty solid apparition. And my whole life I've wanted to. I feel like it would affirm my belief in afterlife consciousness living outside of the mind. And just the possibility of there being a true, maybe higher source, or, you know, just the fact that I know we can't see everything with our plain vision, you know. Well, I know you guys will at least appreciate it. So I walked instantly into the garage, sat down in the car, and have now called you and left this message. I hope you enjoy the story. I hope to hear from it. Take care and keep up the great show.
So he saw some, he thought it was his kid? And it's obviously not his kid.
To the point that he walks into the room and says, hey, and then it's like, okay, well, he's not here. Must have been in the bathroom. Goes to the bathroom. Hey, not there. And then he's downstairs around the corner sitting with the wife or whatever. You know, no time for him to have gotten up there and gotten back down. Right?
Yeah.
So I definitely think he saw something.
Oh, he definitely did.
I'm thinking, maybe the mom is there?
Well, it is interesting because he's talking about after mom died and the, with the lights, the dimmer switch.
Mm-hmm.
And the cupboards, or what was the other one?
Cabinet open, yeah. And the baby monitor going all night.
I don't think this one feels connected to mom.
Okay. And I do think his mom was that first one. And you guys all know that I am very adamant that when somebody dies, they are still here for a short period of time. They are. And I think they make connections with us. I think they do the things that Kyle described. You know, the lights dim. There's kind of this weird thing. I have peripheral, you know, shadows cross that I know somebody's over there and nobody's there. So I honestly think that definitely was his mom. That first set of things. Was the second one? I don't know. What do you think? I think he saw something.
I think he saw something, but I don't think it had anything to do with his mom.
Oh. And what makes you think it didn't?
It's a different... Didn't he move in with... Or they were moving? Is it the same house?
I felt like he was packing up his dad.
Yeah.
Am I right about that?
But that doesn't necessarily have to mean it's the same house. It just... Yeah. To me, it just felt different.
Yeah.
The two things.
It doesn't... Yeah,
but
it doesn't have to
matter.
Be.
I mean, it doesn't matter. I think he definitely had a parent... I think he's had more than one paranormal experience.
It sounds like his whole life. And when he said, I have a lot of mundane things that happen, and I'm like, that is true. We all have these little things, and you say... I knew this was going to happen, or I feel like I dreamt about this thing, or you see something odd and somebody was there and then they just aren't, you know, and you go, wait, wasn't somebody just standing there? And they, like, we have these little things that happen all the time and they don't evolve into some big storyline or something. But like Kyle said, I kind of want some evidence that I've seen something. And I think he got that. I think he has seen something. Sometimes it's a shadow. I've had tons of those. I one time had a very clear ghost stand in front of me who looked just like a little girl was standing there. I've had a figure of a man, but he was very blurry. And I always say it's kind of this weird, like if you had a greasy lens or something. It felt weird, like they were behind something, kind of, but I could tell it was a man standing there. So I've had kind of the, you know, a wide variety of the spectrum. I think you have just had some of that peripheral shadowing that we catch out of the side of, you know, our vision. To the point, you followed it to a room looking for your son and then realized, oh, this was something else.
Yeah. I don't know. You know. And I also don't want him to dismiss the other paranormal experiences because...
Don't, you know, yeah.
He's had
That's
several.
What I mean. Yeah, no, I think so. I think you've had a lot. And like you said, you know, kind of throughout his life, he's had these things happen. But you are right. You know, this thing happens and then that weird thing happens and that. And it doesn't make a big storyline necessarily. It's just these things kind of collectively are there.
Yeah.
You know, happening.
Well, let's go to this story.
I was calling in to share a story with you. I've called in a couple of times, actually. I'm doing major catch-up. Growing up, my brother and I, we were very, very close to our grandparents. And we would spend probably, a good part of our weekends at my grandparents' house. And they were very religious. We went to church every Sunday. And we were driving to church. And I must have been probably 5 or 6 years old. And I remember we were sitting at a light to turn to go toward church. And there was a fire department on this particular corner. And I was sitting in the car and I stared out the window and I saw a man. He was a tall man and he had on, he looked like he was going to go to church too, only maybe in
1910 or 1905 or something like that. He was tall, had a suit on, and he had a top hat on. And I was staring at him, and he was staring at me, and he tipped his hat to me, and I waved back at him, and I turned to poke my brother and say, "Hey, look at that guy." My brother didn't see anything, and he told me I was crazy and made fun of me. And I looked, and the guy is still there. And there was nothing odd about him except his clothes. You know, he didn't look spooky, or I could see through him, or there was flames coming out of his eyes. There was nothing odd. He looked like a regular guy, just dressed a little differently. So I thought I'd share that with you. And I do believe that I see things that aren't there. I try to always be skeptical about it, but I know there's things that are out there that we can't explain. Who are we to try to explain things away with our simple human minds? So that is just a story that I thought of that I really have not thought of in years, and I thought I would share that. Thank you. I love your show so much. You help me pass the time cleaning house and working and driving. I love you guys so much. Thanks. Bye.
You know, she brings up a point that we have talked about several times. Had that guy not been dressed like that, I don't think she'd have thought twice about it. But he's wearing old-timey clothes, and so therefore looks like a ghost. But ghosts don't have to be in old-timey clothes. They could just be wearing a Def Leppard t-shirt. I don't know.
You and I are convinced that probably every time we go to Target, we see a ghost.
I just think that...
we just don't know it.
Had he not been dressed like that, she wouldn't have thought twice about it. And so how often do things happen and you don't think about it because he looks just like a normal person? You're walking your dog and you walk past him, make eye contact. Hey, how's it going? And you keep on walking.
Yeah. And have you ever had like, let's just say you pull up, somebody's standing there, you look over and make eye contact, but you just have a weird feeling about them and not anything you could put your finger on. It's just, why did we just connect like that? And maybe just simple, whatever, you know, that. But then again, in the back of your mind, you go, was that guy really there?
That happen sometime in the last couple months. I think it was before my hip replacement. So a few months ago. But I was walking Benji at a park or someplace, and I got bad vibes, though. Because, you know, when you're a woman alone in a park, and you see a man, and you're like, no, you know, I don't trust anybody. And it's like nefarious purposes, you know, I don't know. But I got this weird feeling, and I turned around to see where he went, and he's gone. And I did stand there for a minute, and I'm like looking at the situation. I'm like, okay, he could have turned off on that trail. He could have gone. There was places he could have disappeared to. I'm not saying he was a ghost. But then I did think about all the times you and I have had this conversation. And I'm like, I don't know. The guy gave me weird vibes to the point I turned around and looked. But I do that frequently. I think as a woman, you know, it's nighttime and we're walking to our car and there's not that many people around and there's a man over there. And you're very, very hypersensitive to things.
Yeah.
And so I think that's probably what that was. And he probably just turned and I just didn't see him.
Yeah, you know, I think that you're absolutely right when you say if he'd have just had regular clothes, would she even have, you know, touched her brother and said, "Hey, look at that guy." She wouldn't have. So because he seemed out of place, then you go, "Hey." And of course, only being 5 years old, you know, you're going to see if your brother or sister notices. And he acts and he's like, "There's nothing there." But when she looks back, he's still standing there.
And maybe he was going to church. And after church, he was going to his second job as a reenactor at Old Cowtown Museum.
Right. Or a magician. Yeah. You know, had some magician gig. I, you know, the other day I was driving down the street and this person was walking down the street completely dressed like a clown, only no clown makeup. Hair was pretty regular stuff. They just had on a clown outfit. And I thought, well, I do live in Oregon, not all that far from Portland. So maybe it's just what it is. You know, you just go, I don't know.
You
know?
But maybe like, you saw a ghost clown.
Maybe it was a ghost clown. And or maybe it was somebody who just felt like, you know, I'm wearing the clown outfit today. You know, maybe that's it.
Feeling myself today.
You know, my daughter used to do that when she was in like first and second grade or kindergarten. She'd come out and she would time it so we wouldn't have time to go back in without making everybody late. And here she'd come out and dressed as, you know, the, you know, one of the little fairy princesses from Walt Disney or whatever. But one day she came out completely as the Statue of Liberty because that's what she'd been for Halloween. I walked into her room at school and I went, she's the Statue of Liberty today. I don't know what else to tell you. She just is.
This is,
you know.
This is what
so
she's
it
wearing.
Could be that somebody just felt like dressing up. But with that said, the brother seemed to not see him.
Yeah.
That's the rub here that's weird, you know.
Well, if you have a real ghost story and you would like to share it with us, that would be really awesome. Call it in, leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. You can always just write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials, and you can sign up super easy at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.